A couple of different topics from Monday's Carroll City Council meeting garnered the most attention on our Facebook pages over the last week. The Carroll City Council dealt with two budget items at their latest meeting. The first, a request from the Community of Concern Food Pantry for an increase in funding from $5,000 to $10,080 to help cover increased expenses incurred, mainly through higher usage and higher rent. With 80% of the people served residing within the Carroll City limits and the remainder from throughout Carroll County, the city was asked to shoulder a larger percentage of their budget shortfall. In the end, the council agreed to an allocation of $5,450 and the option to revisit additional funding at a later date. The second item was a concern brought forth by Laverne Dirks, who wanted some questions answered about $25,000 to be budgeted for a lighted sign at the Carroll Airport. The proposal garnered the support of Councilmember Carolyn Seaman, whose husband Greg Seaman sits on the Airport Commission and was president at the meeting, to explain their reasoning for the sign. He told the council they're running a first-class regional airport and the sign was needed to make good impressions of the airport and the community when this is the first thing they're seeing that represents Carroll. No decision was made after that discussion. The first legislative forum of 2019 was held Saturday, January 26th, and constituents were given their first chance to ask questions of Senator Mark Sigebart and House Representative Brian Best. In addition to mental health care, managed care organizations, and the retention of a 1 cent sales tax to support school improvements, the legislature also faces questions about local control. 2 years ago, a bill was passed that allowed for the sale and use of fireworks in Iowa. Each city and county were tasked with developing their own policies for both and could regulate sales and ban use. Now a proposal has been made to reverse the bill and return that control to the state level. Although this legislation was not favored by Best in the first place, he says he's seen chaos ensue and would consider making changes, but is in favor of local control. Sigebart does not believe the state government should have that much control and says he would likely be a no vote on that proposition. And instead of a Monday night meeting next week, we'll get started with the annual chamber banquet at the Carrollton Center. Local businesses and citizens will be celebrated for their contributions to Carroll. This will be a special event as the community enters into its sesquicentennial year. And later in the week, there'll be a full house in the upper level of Brothers on Main Thursday night when all of the Carroll Broadcasting Road to Wrigley qualifiers gather to see who will be winning a trip to Chicago and to any Cubs game of their choice. And as we discussed last week, these are just a few of the headlines that made the biggest impact last week. For stories that you may have missed, you can find them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and always absolutely free by checking us out on Facebook. Like us there, and you'll get those stories automatically sent to your Facebook feed, or you can log on to carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm News Director Chantel Grove, and I'm hoping that the rest of your weekend is warm and wonderful.